The last one I'll share with you is diabetes. Everybody's touched by diabetes. It's the number three cause of death in adults in the United States. Number three cause of death. And it has terrible complications and side effects, diabetes. The side effects include blindness of many kinds. Then there's a kidney failure with dialysis and kidney transplant. There's cardiovascular disease of all kinds. And, of course, that contributes to the number one cause of death, which is the number one cause of death. Then there's amputations. Everybody ought to have one of those because they're totally paid for in your health thing. They assume that you're not just going to get one because you want to get everything on your health benefits. And then you shorten your life because if you have diabetes, on the average, you have a shorter lifespan than someone who doesn't have diabetes. Now, we learned in 1957 in the animal industry that we could prevent and cure diabetes with two trace minerals. That's a pretty profound statement, that we could prevent and cure diabetes with two trace minerals in 1957 in animals. It was published in Federation Proceedings, which is the official journal of the American Science, the National Institutes of Health, the official monthly journal. It was August 1957. Today, when your doctor gets a new diabetic patient, he drops to his knees and says, "Thank you, Lord." Then he gets up and he runs to his phone and he picks it up and he calls his real estate agent. Because every time he gets a new diabetic patient, you represent $250,000 to him over a 20, 30, 40 year period. Because he knows that eventually you're going to go through that. And so he calls his real estate agent and says, "I need a new apartment complex. I need a small farm." Or their big thing now is they all want strip malls. They have this thing, it's kind of like Monopoly, you know, they all want strip malls. Well, the two trace minerals that you can get to prevent and cure this are chromium and vanadium. Vanadium alone, according to the University of Vancouver, British Columbia Medical School, vanadium alone will replace insulin in adult onset diabetics, which represent 85% of all diabetics. Of course, they can't quit their insulin cold turkey. They got to gradually wean off of it. It takes 4 to 6 months for most people to slowly wean off of insulin if they're taking in adequate amounts of chromium and vanadium. I've seen it work on hundreds and hundreds of people.